know, you're just imagining, what would you do when you saw Jesus? There's so many things that you could think to do, but at that moment, would you really do it, or would you do this? You know, would you fall to your knees, you know? And it's just a personal song, and it actually puts you in a place where you can actually close your eyes and just imagine that day when the Lord raptures us up and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain are raptured up. And it's just like you picturing, here's the face of Jesus. You can actually stand there and look at him, and you can just thank the Lord and worship him right there. You can stand, you can dance, rejoice, cry, run around, you know, and it's just about Jesus, you know. It's just a beautiful song. I love that song.
It's definitely a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And that brings me to another beautiful song, He's Coming Again.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes, that song there, I mean, I wanted to focus on the Lord. And it's just, you know, you're going through your everyday life. You're seeing a lot of hurts, a lot of pains. A lot of people are looking to you for answers. And sometimes you don't have them, and then sometimes you do. And the Lord will give you a word to give to people. But just to hold out and to know that no matter what your day consists of, no matter what your lifestyle is that has pulled you down, you know, just trust in the Lord. Live your life for him and know that he's coming again.
Okay, Man of Galilee.
Oh, goodness. That is a personal favorite of mine. My minister of music at our church, actually wrote that song for me.
Okay.
And it had been written for a while. And the season wasn't right for me to go in the studio with him. And we understood that, and we waited until the Lord said it was time. And when he released me to do it, that was the first song I said it has to be on the album, because that is a personal conversation with the Lord. I mean, it's like he is reading you, and he's opening up the book like it's a Bible, and he's saying this and this and that. And it's like you're in awe of, oh my God, he knows this. He's reading me, you know, and it's just a song to comfort you as well, you know. Come and see a man from Galilee.
Now, there's a song which is the title tune.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Free.
Yes.
Now, when I first listened to this song, Lachelle, it seemed as if, and I didn't try to do this, it seemed as if my eyes just closed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a song that, one of those, I don't know how to describe it, it's one of those close your eyes song.
Yeah.
And just listen to your melodic voice and just, you know, you're just singing about free and being free. Tell us about free.
You know, when that song was presented to me, I listened to it and I said that definitely has to be the single for me. Often, as I grew up and becoming a young woman, I've gone through so many trials and tribulations like everyone has in their life. And just feeling tied down, feeling left out, feeling not known or seen or heard. You just feel like you don't have a voice in so many cases. When you're going through financial difficulties, physical difficulties, and it's like when the Lord, when I sing that song, I just feel so free. You know, he's cutting the rope, he's loosing the chains and setting the captives free. That is a song that you can meditate and know that it's because of Jesus that we're free. That there's no other way to be free but through him.
Now, finally, and I don't want to put you on the spot,
mm-hmm.
but if you were asked to pray,
mm-hmm.
what would you pray about or pray for?
I would pray for one that everyone, my heart's desire is that everyone would be saved and that they would serve the Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of their might. And I would pray for unity in this world. I would pray for all of our enemies that are against the United States at this time. I pray for everyone, for all of the homeless people, and I pray for everyone that looks down on people. I pray for people that judge others that don't have the right to do it. And I would pray for unity among churches. We are so segregated. when it comes to denomination and when it comes to our beliefs, and when it comes to color, we are so segregated in most cases. And as children of God, we are to be the ones that come together to bind up the enemy and to cast the devil out. But if we're not unified, we can't do it.